This is an MUT Radio podcast.
First on the show today, we do have Uzinini Nobuhle Jaya, who is a certified medical technologist specializing in virology and is currently employed as a lecturer in the Department of Biomedical Science at Mangosuthu University of Technology. She holds a master's in medical science and is currently pursuing a PhD at the University of Pretoria. And she is interested in interdisciplinary research where medical laboratory science meets public health to respond to diverse healthcare needs of people in our communities. And the area of research interest is infectious diseases. And we know today is World Hepatitis Day. So we're going to be chatting a bit more about that and obviously how to prevent hepatitis.
Thank you for joining us this morning, Mrs. Jaya. It's lovely to have you.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
Let's just jump straight into it. As a certified medical technologist specializing in virology, can you tell us more about your role and responsibilities in the field of medical laboratory sciences at Mangosuthu University of Technology?
Okay, so I know you said at Mangosuthu University of Technology, but just to give you a bit of background about what medical technologists do, we're basically the people who are behind the scenes if you're sick and the doctor takes your blood or your sputum or something, it's sent to the lab. So we are the people that are testing. Yes. And I specialize specifically in the testing of the viruses. So here at MUT, I am a lecturer in the Department of Biomedical Sciences. I do teach the second years, third years, and the fourth years. Specifically the fourth years, that's when we deal with virology.
Amazing. Since we are doing all things hepatitis this morning, can you please tell us what hepatitis is?
Okay, so hepatitis basically means your liver is inflamed or your liver is swollen due to a specific viral infection in the case of hepatitis, which we're talking about today. So that means that your liver is unable to do its functions properly. We can go into more details of what that means. Yeah.
Okay. Can you please tell us what the cause of hepatitis is?
Okay. So hepatitis can be caused by different viruses. Different hepatitis viruses. There are five different types of hepatitis viruses. When you get the infection, they go straight and they infect the cells of your liver and you end up with hepatitis, basically.
All right. What are some of the signs and symptoms of the disease?
So there are different stages of the type of infection. The first one is called prodromal, but it's basically something that's not specific to hepatitis really, such that doctors can even miss it because you can vomit, you can have a fever, you can have diarrhea, which is not very specific. Yeah. Generally, people tend to clear that infection depending on the type of virus that caused the infection. And then the next phase of it is a bit more intense. It may be because the virus hasn't cleared in your body. You get jaundice, so your eyes become yellow. There's yellowing of the skin. And then another phase, it's when the virus then spreads to other parts of your body, like your heart, your brain. And, yeah.
Hectic. And who can get infected by hepatitis?
So anyone can get infected with the different types. So there's hepatitis A, B, C, D, E. Hepatitis A is A and E. They cause more more the diarrhea one. So that's when you ingest, you eat something that's contaminated because someone had an infection and maybe it got into the water system. So with the hepatitis A, mainly children will have it, but even adults can do as well. And then with the other B, C, anyone can get it, mainly as an adult. D is a bit different because you only get hepatitis D if you have hepatitis B. That's really serious.
Sure.
Yeah.
Can we jump into like the stereotypes of hepatitis? Because I've heard some people say, like, when you have a cold sore, but and they'll be like, oh my word, we've got herpes. Can we just juggle into clarifying whether you can get herpes from transaction of like saliva, etc.?
Okay, so when you have a mouth sore, flu sore, it's a different type of virus. It's herpes. The one we're talking about is hepatitis. However, with hepatitis B and C, it is sexually transmitted, like herpes, which you are talking about. But the herpes where you get a cold sore is not, is herpes type 1. That one is not sexually transmitted. It's herpes type 2 that's sexually transmitted. So as sexually transmitted viruses, they fall under the same kind of bracket, but cold sore, it's not related to sexually transmitted.
Okay. Is there treatment or a cure for the disease?
Infection with hepatitis A and E, generally your body tends to clear that. So even without any treatment, your body is able to produce enough antibodies to fight it off. There is treatment for hepatitis C, but for hepatitis B, there is treatment, but it's not a cure. It's like how we have for HIV. It just suppresses the virus, but your system doesn't completely clear it. And D goes hand in hand with B in some instances. So that one is a bit tricky to say there's treatment for it alone.
And what are some of the things that people can do to prevent the infection?
So with the ones that are spread through ingesting contaminated food, like your hepatitis A and E, maybe try and be hygienic, wash your hands, ensure your water comes from a reliable source, cook your food properly. And then with hepatitis B and C, because those are sexually transmitted, they also, you can get them through sharing needles for drug users. Firstly, I would say just don't use drugs at all, but those who do, maybe use your own needle. And then with STIs, it's the usual. Just have your one partner and condomize.
Yeah, definitely. Now, speaking of which, today is World Hepatitis Day, and it is observed on the 20th of July each year. Could you explain like the significance of this day and why is it important for people to be aware of hepatitis?
It's quite important because with hepatitis, particularly those that are spread sexually, we tend to focus on herpes and HIV and chlamydia and gonorrhea, and we forget about hepatitis. But it's quite a major one. And the thing about it is it can damage your liver. And your liver just is like one of the most important organs of your body because everything goes through there. So if something goes wrong with your liver, there's a chance it's going to affect your kidneys. It's going to affect other parts of your body. So it is important for people to be aware so that they can make informed decisions.
Definitely. Now, what are some of the initiatives or programs that are being done around the world to make sure that the awareness of hepatitis and combating hepatitis actually is a success? And what can I do in Kambi if I'm sitting and listening and want to participate on this day?
I know that every year is themed for these kind of days or World Hepatitis Day kind of thing. But the main thing about them is to bring awareness because it's one of those diseases that's been forgotten. So there are drives, but you find mainly it's like research institutions and places like World Health Organization that will have a drive of some sort where they are educating communities. As a person sitting at home, I think the first thing which we say about sexually transmitted infections, just have your one partner and condomize. And try and also ensure that you know where your water has come from, that it's come from a reliable source. And yeah.
Definitely. Now, as a lecturer also, I'd like to know, Ubutige, how are you going to be involving your students, you know, in activities or discussions related to World Hepatitis Day?
So particularly with my class that I'm doing virology with. Actually, this week we did hepatitis, and we highlighted the different things that are important, how to prevent it, how to diagnose it specifically for us, because that's where we deal with. But I actually hadn't thought of doing anything outside of that, really. So you've given me something to think about.
Well, thank you. Now, do you think in South Africa the healthcare system is addressing hepatitis as it should? Or maybe there are better things that maybe they can do to better manage and prevent this disease?
I think they're doing something because that virology lab is always busy with samples, but perhaps the education of just the general communication isn't done very well. I think I probably only know so much about it because I've done it. But for the regular person on the street, not really, because everyone's focusing on HIV and other sexually transmitted infections.
Thank you so much. I'm not sure if you have any last words for our listener with regards to hepatitis and maybe anything.
No. I mean, I think I've said have your one partner, condomize, make sure you know where your water comes from. And always check also at the doctor that your doctor's using a new needle when they have to inject you, because it can also be spread that way.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.